You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the course of the pandemic, we have seen many industries across New Zealand suffer due to border closures and crowd number restrictions in order to guarantee the safety of Kiwis. The tourism industry has been hit harder than most, and many sectors of it are struggling to stay afloat. Roughly a third of all tourism and coach bus companies have reported to be closed during the pandemic, with little to no financial aid from the government. I spoke to CEO of the Bus and Coach Association in New Zealand, Ben McFadge, about the state of the bus and coach industry and what the future looks like for it. So could you just give some background as to what's happening with commercial and tourist-focused bus and coach companies across New Zealand?
So over the last 2 years, they've done it pretty hard as an industry. So as you can appreciate, with the closing of the international borders, it meant that, you know, their primary source of income had been removed. So whilst many have tried to pivot according to the government's messaging and find other ways to earn income, they have really, really high costs. It's a really, really capital-intensive business. And so unless they're bringing in appreciable amounts of income, they're just going to be going backwards. So we've got a situation now where they've had very little income for the last 2 years, both from international and even domestic tourism. And as a result, their coffers are empty. So we've lost 35% of them already. And as I've indicated, we're looking at another 30% over the next sort of 6 to 8 months. That's what we're hearing from the operators out in the around New Zealand. So it's pretty serious. It means that, you know, whilst we've been supporting a lot of the destination tourist operators, unless you've got a connector that can enable people to get between those tourism destinations, no matter how much money you throw at them, it's a waste of time.
Right. And with that, there's obviously been quite a few people who have been left without jobs or employment. Do you have any numbers on how many people have been kind of affected by this loss?
Yes. I mean, it's significant. It was a huge employer. I mean, a lot of these companies are small businesses, so you're talking about business owners that are losing their income as well, right? And then a lot of them also have been trying to retain as many of their staff as they can through pivoting. Like, I know of one, for example, up in Auckland, who went from being, you know, a tour company. In order to retain a staff, they turned their hands to things like sort of furniture removal and couriering and so on. So, you know, they're reaching out, trying to do anything to maintain their staff numbers and enable people to, you know, to have a job or keep a job. But equally in New Zealand, we're facing a situation where, you know, we've got a labour market shortage. So, you know, there are a number of jobs out there, but no one to fill them. So we're competing against that as well.
And with the buses and coach companies, were they included in any sort of government, you know, help or aid during the pandemic?
Yeah, so not specifically. So with the one message we kept getting from the likes of the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, for example, was that, oh, well, there is funding available. That's what we've had from NAPSH as well. Oh, there's funding available for people that have been affected by this event. Yeah, but the thing is that funding was, you know, these guys have a specific type of business, and so they just didn't fit the criteria that were required to, you know, get funding, despite the fact that they literally have had no income. And, you know, equally, they've also been trying to negotiate with banks and so on, to renegotiate their various loans. And banks are foreclosing on them because they're asking the operators, well, when are you going to, you know, be able to start running again? And it's like, well, the operators can't answer that because we haven't had any clarity from the government. So, you know, we've been constantly banging on the door of Minister Nash. He's been pretty much ignoring us, and we just had the stock standard answer, oh, there is funding available. But it's like, but we kept saying, but our operators can't access it. And then that's just been ignored. So, you know, what we've always said is that we don't want a handout, we just want a hand up. So, you know, these guys are more than willing to take on a loan, a low interest loan for 2 years, just so they can get through this last little bit. But even that's not on the table.
So what sort of support would you like to see from the government? Because obviously they've spoken to you. Is there something that would specifically help cater the bus and coach industry?
Yes. So it'll be a government-backed loan scheme that is designed specifically for that industry, due to its, the nature of its sort of high capital and cost and so on, and that it's just a loan and it's part of the recovery from COVID. You know, we're moving out of the response and into the recovery, and it's like a recovery payment that assists them to get back on their feet, and then when inbound tourism starts taking off again, then they can pay that money back to the government. It's quite straightforward and it's very, very low risk, but the government would have to take the risk and not the private banks, because, you know, quite frankly, they're just not.
And as you just mentioned, travel, tourism and influx of that would help. How do you think that the travel restrictions and border announcements that the government has said will be rolled out throughout the year, do you think that that will help or benefit the industry, or do you think it's a little too late?
No, we missed the boat for 2022, to be perfectly honest. You know, airlines needed certainty and clarity to enable them to put New Zealand on the destination list for the 2022 season. Now, already many airlines have taken New Zealand off because there's not enough certainty about whether New Zealand can be a destination for international tourism. Any concept of self-isolation for an inbound tourist is a patently ridiculous situation to expect. No one's going to want to come to New Zealand for 2 weeks just to spend the first sort of, you know, 3 or 4 or 6 days in self-isolation. It's just never going to happen. So, you know, it needs to be, unfettered travel within New Zealand. I mean, obviously, it's not going to boost back up to pre-COVID levels straight away. It's going to take a little while. But, you know, they're basically looking at a 2022 of no income, and then hopefully, you know, we'll start getting the airlines back in 2023, and same with sort of the cruise ships and so on as well.
And when that time hopefully and ideally comes, where people are there and there's not as many restrictions and isolation, do you think that there will be enough bus drivers and coach drivers to facilitate and aid the industry?
I mean, that's the thing, is that unfortunately the industry as a whole, it's a bit of a perfect storm, to be honest, Emily. So, we are currently in the midst of quite a severe driver shortage across public transport, school and tour bus. Tourbus haven't been affected, obviously, in the last 2 years because they haven't been really running. But that's meant that, you know, if we, for example, had the borders just sort of open up and then, boom, we had lots of tourists coming in, you know, and we have lost 70% of the sector, then I expect that there'll be a few dramas. I mean, the only thing that we've got going for us, I guess, at the moment is it's not going to go boom straight away, that there's going to be a build-up back to whatever level the government wishes it to be at with its high-value tourism vision. And then, you know, hopefully the demand and supply will match. But I fear at the moment, because we're losing so many operators, we are down on drivers. Many have sold their fleet off, you know, and there are so many buses that are just parked up in fields at the moment because they cost a fortune to maintain and run. So it's quite a complex situation, so it's not going to be an easy fit. And, you know, it's a bit like crystal ball gazing as far as, you know, whether we're going to get, you know, absolute certainty over what's going to happen.
And as you said, it is an incredibly complex conversation and issue that we're all dealing with. But is there any way that people of New Zealand can help support or maybe look after these coach and tourist industries that are dying?
Yeah, look, I mean, this is the thing. Like, I mean, Kiwis are generally, like, for, you know, if you're doing traveling internally within New Zealand, don't generally catch a bus, right? They'll either take their own vehicle or rent a car. So there are domestic charters. Now, heaps of these tourism businesses do also domestic charter work. So, you know, supporting that domestic charter work by using a bus to go to an event or so on, that's going to help. But equally, you know, we are really, really, really fundamentally waiting for those borders to open.
And finally, is there a message you would like to put out to the government or to people listening about what you hope for the future of this industry?
I'd really like to know a bit more detail about Minister Nash's vision for high value tourism, because it doesn't seem to be going in that direction right now. My message would be, you know, think about the operators. Yes, think about how these operators connect with other operators. I think there's been a bit of myopia within government at the moment around tourism. It's a lot more complicated.
That was me and the CEO of the Bus and Coach Association New Zealand, Ben McFadge, speaking about the state of the bus and coach industry and what the future looks like for it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.